Under a canopy of trees and cobalt sky, Tom Teeples gathers about a dozen people in the parking lot of Hickory Hollow Natural Preserve in Lancaster County. The 254 acres of forest, ravines, and swamp were once the site of the county poorhouse. A century later, it was slated for an industrial park, but the Northern Neck Audubon Society stepped in and bought it with the help of the state. The preserve has rare yellow lady slipper orchids and an even rarer American chestnut tree. Teeples, a tall, white-bearded man with a quiet demeanor, is a certified master naturalist whose hobby is mycology. Today, he's leading a mushroom walk, and although it hasn't rained during the past few days, there are plenty of mushrooms poking up through a blanket of leaves right in the parking lot.
This is not a walk to look for magic mushrooms.
This is I'm going.
Magical mushrooms. All mushrooms are magical, right? They pop up just overnight, and they grow almost anywhere.
Also magical is the variety of colors. Yellow, red, purple, orange, and a gray one with dark warts called the Old Man of the Woods. The shapes range from the familiar cap and stem to those of flowers or the branches of corals. The puffball mushrooms emit a cloud of spores when Teeples taps on it. There are mushrooms here you can eat, but most are poisonous. The group begins plucking samples for identification.
There are no mushrooms that are poisonous to the touch, like poison ivy or something like that. Just don't taste them, okay? But you can touch any of them.
Teeples was one of the founding members of a mycological club in Washington, D.C.
Once a year we had a cooking meeting, and that was always exciting. One of the rules for the cooking meeting, you had to bring in the raw specimens. You couldn't prepare a dish ahead of time because everybody wanted to identify them before they tried your dish, you see.
Just 20 minutes drive from Hickory Hollow, Chesapeake Bay Regional Steward Rebecca Wilson is leading a group at Hewlett Point, a beautiful beach preserve with vast views of the bay that was one developer's dream for a condominium village. The 204 acres are now home to bald eagles and migratory birds. During the winter months, bird hunting is allowed through a lottery system. But today, it's the bird watchers who are here, including Tom Saunders, the town manager of nearby Kilmarnock.
Well, I'm just an avid amateur birder, like a lot of folks are, and it's what I do for fun, and get a lot of pleasure out of it.
Hewlett Point is home to the threatened northeastern beach tiger beetle, but an elusive antlion has caught the attention of the group, who tries to coax it out of its sand trap.
Oh, you got it! You got it right there!
Oh. They're not as skittish as I thought.
Look, he's trying to help.
Yeah, that's why they're vicious. They have that pincher on the back. I knew there was something about it.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News at Hewlett Point.